The All Blacks secure a thrilling 34-32 victory over France in Christchurch, marking a significant milestone for the city after a long wait for a new stadium. This match showcases the evolution of rugby, blending French flair with New Zealand's tactical brilliance. Fans discover the intense nature of this clash, where both teams delivered a high-paced aim, recycling ruck ball in under 3 seconds and executing 17 to 18 phases multiple times. Referee Luke Pierce maintains the tempo, making crucial calls, including disallowing a French try for a fingertip knock-on. New Zealand's strategy is evident as they refuse to kick against a French back three that thrives on quick transitions. Instead, they dominate possession, creating a relentless attack that leads to 20 missed first-half tackles for France. Ardie Sevilla, in his first test as permanent captain, orchestrates the ruck effectively, allowing Will Jordan to score twice. Despite early setbacks, including a penalty and knock-ons, the All Blacks showcase resilience. Cam Roygaard's dynamic play and quick thinking contribute to their success, with him scoring a crucial try just before halftime. This match not only sets the tone for the rugby championship, but also emphasizes New Zealand's determination under Dave Rennie's leadership.